Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Cairo International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Raed Alsemari. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And, well, it's a pleasure for me to talk with you. You have been selected as one of this year's talents for an initiative and a platform that's organized by the festival, and that is called Arab Stars of Tomorrow. And you've directed a film called Dunya's Day, which has been very successful as of late, picked up awards in Sundance, and now it's been selected as the official entry for the Academy Awards. That's pretty huge, so congratulations about that, first of all.
Yeah, it's all super surreal. It's exciting to be qualified for the live-action short category, and just getting to screen this film both in the U.S. and all over, and then being here in Cairo,
yes,
and meeting the other artists selected has been just... It's been amazing. Yeah, it's a huge blessing.
It's a pretty intense time, but I guess it's a good way to start. I mean, you're early in your filmmaking career. It's pretty successful so far. How does that feel?
It feels insane. I mean, when I made this short, I never expected any of this. I really was just trying to make a film in my hometown that I would enjoy making and hopefully more than a few people would enjoy watching.
Yes.
That's
interesting that you say that, because I mean, as an icebreaker, I suppose my first question was going to be to you, why make films? And the more I asked that question, the more I realized that nowadays making films is not as popular a choice for even artists to make than it would have been decades ago. As people talk about films getting less and less sort of exposure, you decide to make films now. Why is that?
I mean, I think in the place I come from, it's sort of the opposite.
Interesting.
Movie theaters are packed now. When I grew up, I mean, we always, especially people of my generation, have always been making and watching content in Saudi Arabia for years. The only difference now is in 2018, just last year, we finally have movie theaters. And so we have the ability to experience video content like never before, and to actually make cinema. Movie theaters are actually booming there. There's a joke actually on Saudi Twitter about how it's easier to book a flight ticket than a movie ticket nowadays.
Wow. I'm happy that you're saying that, because sometimes coming from Europe, we take cinemas for granted. And so this is a completely different perspective for me. And we're an international radio, and even us, we sometimes tend to forget that not everywhere the situation with cinema is the same.
Yeah, I mean, in our case, it's very much a nascent film industry. I can count the number of filmmakers that I look up to. And, you know, in the past few years, that's finally changing. And we have more and more young people getting their hands on equipment and making films.
Yeah.
And it's been really exciting to see that. And
if you were to say, like, the reason, your personal reason why you want to make movies, I mean, is it because you want to represent specific stories, people? What is the reason, personally speaking? We talked about the cultural side, but personally for you, what does that mean?
Totally. I mean, I always grew up knowing I want to tell stories, as cheesy as that sounds.
No.
I grew up, you know, loving literature and film both. And, you know, I figured writing a novel would be very, very lonely.
Yes.
And so I wanted to write for film, and eventually I fell in love with directing. Just doing it, and I've had the privilege to live and study in the U.S. and the East Coast.
We're talking about cinema here, yeah. And this I think is something that I always think about, but sometimes I haven't actually had the opportunity to ask. As a director, do you feel like you are creating, or do you feel like you're discovering? I don't know whether that question makes sense. It could be difficult, but.
It does. I mean, I guess you're doing both. I mean, the creating part is very much collaborative, because you're, I guess, giving the story to your collaborators, to your cinematographer and your production designer, and really entrusting them to nurture it. And that's where the discovery happens. So you kind of lay, you create the foundation, I guess, for the film. And then your job is to really get other people on board and excited enough to nurture it. And that's when you really make discoveries about... I mean, I constantly made discoveries about the story I wrote, even on set with all my collaborators, especially the actors, I think.
And I think, actually, you know, when it comes to this film, Dunya's Day, it's particularly important to note that it's an all-female cast. Is that correct?
It is, for the most part. There's one tiny role that's male at the beginning of the film. But yes, the cast is all Saudi women for the most part.
And so you was that a condition that you set up from the beginning when you talk about learning from the experience? It sounds like that is a pretty intense rule to set for yourself, in a sense.
I mean, it's not like I woke up and decided I was going to make a film with an all-female cast. I really just started with the character of Dunya, this woman from a certain class, and her graduation party. And the reality is, you know, graduation parties are an all-female space in Riyadh. In this slice of Riyadh society, they're kind of like the Met Ball, but an all-women's Met Ball. So it just sort of was a natural result of the story.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have made sense to really have men in a short film in that space.
Yes, but of course the fact that it comes from Saudi Arabia too is quite meaningful in that sense, in that respect too.
Definitely. I mean, I grew up watching a lot of, you know, irreverent films like Mean Girls and Heathers and sort of irreverent, fun, colorful. Yeah. Films, and it's really rare that we get to see women of color generally, but I think specifically actresses from the Arab world being given roles like that, yeah, that are flawed but fierce and sort of fun to chew on for an actor. And I think I really, that's what excited me most, was finding you know, young talent and putting them on screen and making something that's very true to my hometown, but very much in the vein of those films.
Right, because you said that you wanted to make something that, you know, was local first and foremost, but it seems to me now that it's expanding, that could have been perhaps part of the reason why it was so successful, both critically and in terms of audiences.
Yeah, I mean, I think when a film is actually specific and commits to being so specific to space and time, that kind of is what gives it universality and makes it special. 'Cause I think, you know, any film that deals with class or social status or whatever inherently is going to be universal. But what makes it special is this setting of Riyadh that, you know, we've rarely seen on camera. But I think, you know, and there, Bong Joon-ho said it really well, more eloquently than I did, when people asked him why Parasite was resonating so much abroad. But really, class is a universal language, and capitalism is, you know, widely spoken and understood. So, so there are things, I've been really lucky that the film has been playing really well to audiences all over the world from different cultural backgrounds.
And so what's next for you? Are you working on anything right now? Are you working on different stories?
Yeah, I'm actually developing a feature that's an expansion of sorts on Dunya's Day. It's a Saudi wedding film, and it's, you know, it's a completely different story, but it shares the character and tone of this film. And I think there's a lot of potential in just seeing a Saudi wedding dramatized. Yeah. And
definitely, as soon as you said that, I just felt a glitter going through my body. I was going to say, I've never seen a film about a Saudi wedding. So
yeah, I mean,
they have been made, but I haven't seen it.
There haven't actually been that many, especially, you know, in this social class that I'm interested in, sort of an elite Riyadh wedding. I think there are a lot of like little absurdities in being young, privileged, and Saudi that I want to explore with the bride and the groom. Specifically this notion of, like, you know, growing up in the 90s in Riyadh and being told to be yourself, just not in public. There's something, yeah.
That's very Handmaid's Tale kind of a thing to say. Well, we have actually exceeded a lot of time because it was such a fascinating interview, to be honest, that I almost feel heartbroken to have to end it. But I hope to see you soon, and we can maybe, hopefully in the future, not too far from now, talk about this film that you're working on, or whatever film in the future you may be presenting. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, and see you soon, I hope.
I wish you all the best, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.